Martha and Mary. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And as she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
The Lord's Prayer. Now Jesus praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom comes. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not to be into temptation. And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer for him, Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because he is impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if its son asks you for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, he will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
他们继续前行的时候，耶稣进入一个村庄，有一名妇人叫马大，接待他到自己家中。 他有一个妹妹叫玛利亚，坐在主的脚前，听他讲道。马大伺候的时候，事情多，心烦意乱，就上前说：“主啊，我的妹妹让我一个人伺候，你不介意吗？请吩咐她也来帮助我。”主回答说：“马大，你的许多事情思虑烦忧，但只有一件事情是必须的。玛利亚已经选择她上好的福分。” 是不能从他那夺去的。耶稣在一个地方祷告，完成之后，门徒对他说：“主啊，求你救我，让我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。”他对他们说：“你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你为圣名，愿你的国降临，我们日用的饮食，天上赐予我们，免我们的债。” 因为我们已免了他人的债，不叫我们遇见其他试探。他又对其他人说：“你们中间谁有朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我3个饼，因为我有个朋友行路来到，我没有什么可以招待他。”他从里面回答说：“不要烦扰我，门已经关了，孩子们也和我同在床上，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们。” 即使因为是朋友，他也不会给，因为他狂妄自大，就起来照他所需的给他。我告诉大家，祈求就是给你们，寻找就会看见，叩门就会给你们开门。因为所求的就看得见，寻找的就寻得见，叩门的也会给你开门。你们中间做父亲的，有谁有儿子来祈求得到一条鱼？ 反而去给他一条蛇，求鸡蛋反而给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂更不将圣灵赐予其他人吗？ 大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第30讲，欢迎大家评论区留言讨论。Hello, everybody. I'm Kiki, Chat name of our second phase of program at 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and line lines from the perspective of learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and also interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is the 30th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. Today's passage from the Bible shows us two very important lessons from Jesus about what really matters. Firstly, we met two sisters, Martha and Mary. Martha is very busy, also feels stressed, trying to be a good host by doing all the work. Mary, however, choose to sit and listen to Jesus' words. When Martha complains, Jesus gently says that Mary had chosen the better thing, to be with him and learning. It doesn't that work is bad, but that our relationship with God should come firstly. We shouldn't let busyness and worry distract us from what's the most important thing. Next issue. Jesus teaches his friends how to pray. He gives them a simple model, the Lord's Prayer, which focuses on the honoring God, trusting him for our needs, and asking for forgiveness and guidance. Then Jesus encourages us in praying with confidence and persistence. He tells a very funny story. Even a grumpy friend who's already in the bite will eventually help you if you keep asking. How much more will our perfect, loving God listening to us? He compares God to a good parent who would never give a child something harmful when they ask for food. If even imperfect humans also knows to give good gifts. So for God, we will also give the very best gift, the Holy Spirit, to those who really ask from Him. So these stories together teach us to pray this, spending time with Jesus and learning from Him, and to talk to God in prayer regularly, honestly, and with trust that he loves us, also hears us words. Now, let English sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. Sometimes we would like to serve the Lord and develop our spiritual gifts so much that we forget the most important thing, as you already have said, just sitting on his feet and listen to him.
你好，妹妹。有的时候，我们太想服侍主，发展自己的属灵和福泽，以至于忘了最重要的事情。正如你刚才所说，就是坐在他的脚边，聆听他的话才重要。
How can we listen today when Jesus is not physical here? We are sealed with the Holy Spirit who talks to us, and when we stop to be busy and running around in activities, we can hear his silent voice.
耶稣如今不在我们身边，我们又该如何聆听他的声音呢？ 我们已被圣灵印记，圣灵会与我们交谈。当我们停下忙碌奔波的脚步，就能听到他无声的回音。
We can read the Bible, and together with the Holy Spirit, it reveals the Word of God.
我们可以阅读圣经，在圣灵的带领下，圣经会揭示上帝的话语。
This is why relationship with God is not through religion. In religion, ministry comes first. You have to work so much as you can for your God.
这就是为什么与神建立关系并非宗教的原因。在宗教中，事情会摆在首位，你必须竭尽所能的为你的神去服务。
In Christianity, relationship with Jesus and his Father comes first. Therefore, before you begin to serve, Jesus takes the time alone with him, not as an obligation, but as a right you have as God's child.
在基督教信仰里，与耶稣及其天父的关系至为关键。因此，在你开始服侍耶稣之前，请花掉一些时间单独与他相处。这并不是一种义务，而是你作为上帝儿女所赐有的权利。
The disciples of Jesus saw that he often went on a mountain and prayed. They did not know how they should pray, therefore, Jesus gave them a simple model of praying.
耶稣的门徒看到他常常上山祷告，他们不知道该如何祈祷，于是耶稣给他们示范了一个简单的祷告方式。
It is not meant to memorize it and repeat the words, but it shall remain how and for what it is important to pray.
祷告的目的并非在于背诵和重复经文，而在于铭记祷告的方式和目的。
Then Jesus describes what happens when we pray. His closing is interesting because he does not mention a material thing, but that God Father will give the Holy Spirit to them who ask.
然后耶稣描述了我们祷告时会发生什么，它的结尾很有趣，因为他没有提到任何物质相关的东西。而是说，天父会将圣灵赐予那些祈求的人。
Maybe some people are now sad because they expected material things when they pray, but receiving the Holy Spirit is much better because He will guide us through our life and we find the things we need in our everyday life.
也许有些人感到非常难过，因为他们祈祷时期待得到物质上的满足。但领受圣灵则要好得多，因为圣灵会引导我们走进我们真正的人生，让我们在日常生活中找到所需的一切。
And Jesus reminded the disciples on another day how important it is to set God's kingdom first.
耶稣在另一天提醒门徒，把神的国放在首位是多么重要。OK。Based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following question can be very helpful to our brothers, also sisters, who have just become new Christians. So, Shwasa, the first issue. Why was Martha upset with her sister Mary, and what did she want Jesus to do? 玛莎为什么对她的妹妹玛利亚非常不满？他希望从耶稣那儿得到什么呢？
Martha was upset because her sister Mary did not help her with the household. She wanted Jesus to rebuke her sister and tell her that she has to help too.
玛莎当时非常生气，因为她的妹妹玛利亚没有帮她做任何工作，去照顾耶稣。她希望耶稣责备她的妹妹，告诉她她也应该进来帮忙。Okay, second question. So, what was Mary doing instead of helping Martha with the work? 玛利亚没有帮玛莎干活，那她在做些什么呢？
She sat with Jesus and listened to his teachings.
她当时坐在耶稣身边，聆听他的教诲。Next question. So, how did Jesus respond to Martha's complaint? What did he say she was feeling? 耶稣如何回应玛莎的抱怨呢？他说玛莎当时是什么样的状态呢？
He said that she is anxious and troubled about many things.
耶稣说，他有很多事情都感到非常焦虑和烦恼。Next question, Shwasa. So, according to Jesus, what one thing is so necessary and who had chosen it? 根据耶稣所说的，哪一件事情是必不可少呢？是谁又选择了这样的事呢？
It is necessary to listen to him, and Mary chose it.
必须要听从上帝的话语，而玛利亚正是选择了这样做。Next question. Sister, what did the disciples ask Jesus to teach them, and why did they ask? 门徒们请求耶稣教导他们什么呢？他们为什么要这样问呢？
The disciples wanted to learn to pray. They compared themselves to the disciples of John who learned how to pray.
门徒们想要学习正确的祷告方式，他们把自己比作约翰的门徒，那些门徒则学会了如何进行祷告。Okay, so sounds very interesting. Next question. In the Lord's Prayer, what are some of specific things Jesus tells us to ask God for? 在主祷告经文里，耶稣告诉我们向神灵要请求哪些具体的东西呢？
First, we shall surrender under the holiness and will of God. Then we can pray for the daily bread, forgiveness, and that He leads us in temptations.
首先，我们要顺从于神的圣洁与旨意，然后我们才能祈求得到日用的饮食以及宽恕，甚至是在试探中得到神的指引。Okay, I got it. So, Shwasa, Jesus tells a story about asking a friend for bread at midnight. What point is he trying to make about for praying? 耶稣讲了一个半夜向朋友借饼的故事，他想通过这个故事说明关于祷告的什么道理呢？
He tells us that we can pray at any time and that constant prayer opens the door.
他告诉我们，我们可以随时随地来祷告，而且持续不断的祷告会打开新的一扇门。Next issue, Shwasa. What does Jesus promise will happen if we ask, seek, or knock? 耶稣承诺我们祈求、寻找和叩门将会发生什么呢？
We will get an answer, we find, and we will get the open door.
我们会最终得到答案，这样的答案我们会打开那扇门。Next issue. In the examples about the fish and the egg, what's Jesus saying about how God responds to our prayer? 用鱼和蛇、蛋和蝎子的例子，耶稣是在说明神会如何回应我们的祷告呢？
He says that the child who prays does not get a scorpion. Even we human beings are evil, we give our kids good things and same that the Father in heaven.
耶稣回答说：“祈祷的孩子不会得到蝎子，即使像我们人类也有很多邪恶之处，但我们仍然会给我们的孩子最好的东西，而天父也是如此。”Okay, today's last issue for sister. So, according to the last verse, what's the best gift that the Heavenly Father gives to those who ask for? 根据最后一节经文，天父会赐予祈求之人最好的礼物是什么呢？
The Holy Spirit is the best gift from God.
圣灵则是上帝赐予的最好的礼物。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年1月份新春快乐！ 我们下期再会。